Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Radio Eric on FM 99.5.
Hi there. This is Radio Eric, broadcasting after last Thursday's massive success, lighting up the lives of millions of listeners in tonight's specially extended show. And if there are any masters listening, turn off now and you won't be offended. Tonight's fun-packed show includes old favourite Piss Take Corner and our radio phone-in to Dear Eric, where you tell us your problems, and a special new feature, an outside broadcast. So let's start the show with a bit of something you all love, sleaze, and the continuing love-hate relationship of Bomber Brooks and Andy Moxon. Bomber's doing all the loving, but it's not necessarily with Mox. So here's hoping they finally get off with each other. The B-52s and Planet Claire.
Sharon Young and Alison Fleming. No offense, girls, it's just that Chris likes something to hang on to.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight.
Another first on Radio Eric. Our very own outside broadcast team have been out and about in the houses, bringing reports from the Brook and the Latham. Our team planted bugs in the two dining rooms, and this is what happened in the Latham.
Stop your dogs, sir! Right, the beer's over, mate, tonight, boys, down in the hunter room. Compulsory attendance, compulsory seat ripping, and compulsory bike check. Shut up! Right, grub up, tuck in! Get off my fucking arm!
As a deathly silence comes over Latham Tea as the housemaster patrols.
Keep going. Here he comes.
Well, I really can't describe the scenes in Latham at the moment. It's quite revolting. What more can I say? The toaster's on fire. Someone's lying in the middle. Oh, fuck off yourself, you Aussie bastard. Someone's lying in a pool of blood in the middle of the floor.
And in contrast, here's the result from the Brook. We approach top table, where there seems to be some movement as tea is about to start.
Quiet, please. There'll be a Vivaldi recital in the library at 7:30 tonight. Bible reading resumes its normal slot at 9 o'clock in Mr. Grew's sitting room. Be there or be square. Let us kneel for grace. Benedictus benedicat, per Iesum Christum Dominum Nostrum. Amen.
Amen.
Let us have some music.
What a good idea. Now, we move to O Block, where someone actually seems to be talking.
Motivating, positively enrapturing, enlightening.
Guess what I did today, Brother John?
What was that, Brother Edward?
I read War and Peace in an afternoon.
What a good read that book is.
Most
how I enjoyed
certainly.
It.
Most certainly.
It was superb.
How much work have you got to do?
Well, actually, I'm in a little bit of a work crisis.
Oh, aren't we all, aren't we?
Seven-timed essays to do tomorrow.
Really?
Yes. I think I'll revise for them in break.
That'll be a bit difficult, won't it?
Well, no, I revised for 24 yesterday break.
Very tired, Ron.
Something interesting happened to me today.
Did it, Brother John? Pray, what was that?
Well, Brother Edward, I finished my needlework project.
Oh, congratulations!
Yes, it took me 17 hours of hard toil.
Penance to pay.
Yes.
Do you think someone could pass me the smoked salmon, please?
Oh, it's gone.
Who's had it?
Terrible.
Who's eaten the smoked salmon?
It was me.
You
cad!
You water!
Absolute bounder!
What an unchristian act!
Now, later on in tea, we see the strange tradition only kept up in the brook, where guard is kept for the head of house.
Quickly, boys! Pete's coming! Stop dossing! Turn down the music!
Is Peter smiling?
Yes, he is. Put on the sunglasses.
Ooh. You're listening to Radio Eric on FM 99.
Back to the requests now, and here's one for Emma Tisdale and Stu Christie. Emma, look out for Stu, he's been reading the Kama Sutra. So for you both, we've got 6 different ways from the cure.
Pisstake fans, the major news story to break this week was Gail Audley's appearance as a man-only centrefold. But what was Ashley Wainwright doing with men only when he's got Joe Litchfield?
And some special offers on Pisstake Corner. Frank Hill Industries are bringing out a new range of kitchen tables, especially tested by Rachel Harding and Tom Elmer. Also, £5 secures you your very own junior Bomber Brooks kit, includes bottom widener and inflatable moxon.
Reports have been coming in over the weekend of a bizarre love triangle between Pete Elsom, Spencer Evans, and Lisa McConnell. Latest trends suggest that Lisa could be left out in the cold.
And commiserations are in order for John Oldwinkle, who has failed miserably in his attempt to knock off Naomi Kent. Watch out for your mail, Scooby-Doo. John Oldwinkle has contacts with the IRA.
And for the following prospective couples, Neil Morgan and Juliet Parsons, Herman and Nikki Stanley, King and Paula Jordan, Gareth Haynes and Joy Warburton, and Steph Elliott and David Chapman, here's a few tips from the monochrome set. Another bizarre love triangle involving our old friend Mark Miles. It seems he has two women lusting for his concrete set hairdo. Last Tuesday break, his old flame Gail Audley burst into his study to discover him in a compromising position with Alison Fleming. He remarked later, "Huh, I think Gail was a bit jealous."
And Jane Fisher seems to like her voice thick. Piney, when he asked her out last Saturday, got down on one elbow to propose. Gazed into her eyes and said passionately, "James, will you go out with me?"
Mark Harford has been seen on the weights today, preparing for future bedroom belt with Commando Phillips.
And thank you, David. I've just been handed a late newsflash. Apparently Charlotte Lewis has applied for a post as a tramp in Derby. Her application was turned down on the grounds that such an appointment would result in a lowering of standards of appearance. And the next request we're going to have is one for Simon Folkes and Janet Tortoiseshell. Look out for the lyrics, Janet. Here's Echo and the Bunnymen, Seven Seas.
Stab a sorry pause with your favorite finger. Hit the whole world blue. Stop your tears from stinging. Hear the cavemen singing. Good news they're bringing. Seven seas, swimming there so well. Glad to see my face among them, kissing the tortoise shell. Forever kneeling, where's the sense in stealing without the grace to be here?
Glad to see my face among them, kissing the tortoise shell. matches. You strike the matches and shower me in water games. What's in what's below? Taught and tamed in time to flow.
And as promised, our Radio Eric phone-in, where the lines are open on Repton 999 for you to talk to dear Eric, your very own agony uncle. And, our first caller is on line 4.
Hello, Eric. This is JB. I've got a very personal problem. My hair looks like Marcus Jolly's. What do you advise?
Well, JB, why not try the Woman on the Hill's latest offer, Buddhist-style head shaving? And... yes, we have a caller on line 2. Mr. J. Oldwinkle?
Hello, John Oldwinkle here. I've got a pet python problem. His head has gone red because it scrapes along the floor whenever I walk. What can I do about it?
Oh, well, John, all we can think of is why not buy a wheelbarrow to carry him round in?
And our final caller on line 1 is Mr. M. Miles from the Priory. Hello, Mr. Miles.
Hi. My problem is, I haven't got a problem. You see, I'm perfect.
Well, Mark, Uncle Eric says, go hang yourself and solve everybody else's problem.
And tonight's final request is from John Kirtland, who criticised last week's show for not having enough Smiths. Anyway, the staff here appreciate the band just as much as he does, I'm sure. So does what was once his secret, but he's no more, objective desire, Sally Atack.
Yeah.
thank you for listening tonight to Radio Eric. We've time for just one more request, this time from Willett Alderson. Joe Lightowler, if you're listening, please, please, please come up to break for a coffee and maybe more on Tuesday. Well, here is an apology. Tonight's programme has contained a few fibs. Well, here's the biggest one of all. Chalice and James, Like a Virgin. Andy Hunt's telling the truth, you're not, Alison. Good night, everybody! From the Radio Eric staff.
Good night!
Pop those champagne corks! Yeah!